Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
A year after Archbishop Oscar Romero was murdered in El Salvador for practicing liberation theology, U.S. citizen Jean Donovan, along with two Mary Knoll nuns, Mary Clark and Ida Ford, and Dorothy Cazell, an Ursuline sister, were abducted, raped, and shot to death by National Guardsmen in El Salvador. They, too, had committed the sin of practicing liberation theology and helping the poor. Jean Donovan, the lay missionary who was murdered along with the nuns in El Salvador, was the daughter of an aircraft engineer from Westport, Connecticut. Hardly a Marxist, she had a master's degree in business administration from Case Western Reserve, was a dedicated Catholic, and a lifelong Republican. In 1979, she volunteered through a local church to work at a mission in El Salvador with the organization Caritas after hearing of the work of Bishop Oscar Romero and the desperate plight of the children in that country. The situation of the poor witnessed firsthand changed her, just as it had changed Archbishop Oscar Romero. In the days before she died, Donovan wrote a friend, quote, "The Peace Corps left today and my heart sank low. The danger is extreme, and they were right to leave. Now I must assess my own position because I am not up for suicide. Several times I have decided to leave El Salvador. I almost could, except for the children, the poor, bruised victims of this insanity. Who would care for them? Whose heart could be so staunch as to favor the reasonable thing in a sea of their tears and loneliness? Not mine, dear friend. Not mine." Unquote. When the Donovan family approached the United States State Department for information regarding the apprehension of those responsible for the murder of their daughter, they were told to stop bothering the State Department. The final insult occurred when they received a bill from the State Department for $3,500 for the return of Jean's body from El Salvador. Meanwhile, the head of the National Guard who was responsible for the murders, General Vitus Casanova, went on to become the Minister of Defense for El Salvador. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.